Some Jenna Esposito today, in honor of Jenna Esposito's having a karaoke night tonight at the Friars Club. Got to be a friar to get in, though, I'm pretty sure, or at least know a friar. Anyway, we'll check that out, and as we multitask like crazy here, hope everything's good. It's suddenly summer. I'm going to have to, actually, let's start with some summertime music.
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna blow no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I will pray.
My time to the fall. To hold me tenderly, where the boys are.
was Jenna Esposito. Her CDs are available on CD Baby. And if you go to her website, which is probably JennaEsposito.com, you can find out where she's performing next, in the New York City area or in your area. Okay, well, check it out. Okay, I don't know. How about some Larry Stevens? Here we go.
My life, my town, is a million miles away from the banks too big to fail. Risky business, that's what they have the nerve to tell me when I reach out to them for help. But they'll get what they deserve, yeah, all in good times, hanging out there upside down for sale times. On my street, life is a two-way, payday to payday. What goes by comes back around. Working stiffs like me will find a way to look up even when things are down, and find the faith this world is lost in the holy church of you and me. On my street, small town, front yard, back porch, and everything between them lives in the here and the now. Backbone, bootstraps, pulled on. Every workday morning, come rain, come shine, we'll work it out. Riding that high school football, win or lose, it's the flat. Saturday friends come over, but Sunday's there the best. On my street, life is a two-way, payday to payday. What goes by comes back around. Working shifts like me will find a way to look up even when things are down, and find the faith this world is lost in the holy church of you and me. On my street! What goes by comes back around. Working shifts like me will find a way to look up even when things are down. Life is a two-way, payday to payday. What goes by comes back around. Working shifts like me will find a way to look up even when things are down. Life is a two-way, payday to payday. What goes by comes back around.
That was Larry Stevens. Go to LarryStevens.com. And now let's promote a couple of people. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can go to Tune In right here in Miramar. Tune In right here in Miramar. That's the station. Also join his Facebook page, The Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and then you could follow the thread, make new friends, all that stuff. And don't forget the wonderful Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an exciting show. Always a celebrity guest. And this weekend, sorry, a little cough there, Betty Jo's book to movie screening. In New York City, at the Metropolitan Room. It's a private screening, so you can't get in, but you can still buy the book online. Okay, let's keep it moving here. Sorry, it's happening in real life, my cough. All right, let's move to something else. Here we go, a little me.
Christopher again! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians.
want to be in
my show?
Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't have no lightning. You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me.
Me.
Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It was
still
easy good for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming,
Linda, mira, no me das pena, eres tan descarado, tú sabes lo que siento. Stop.
That hurt.
What did you just say?
And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me. These mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches. I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining.
My head hurts. What did you say?
She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, where's the Spanish family? She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? Chris, you get it. You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic? Okay. You feeling poetic? Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I'm enough false I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. From that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
CDs are available on CD Baby. Don't forget, my TV show is tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.mnn.org, mnn.org, the Lifestyle Channel number 2. Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and Blog Talk Radio, and George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, on TuneIn right here in Miramar. Jenna Esposito, www.jennaesposito.com.
And now, 10 rip-roaring 20 slang terms due
Have
for a comeback.
Have a hydrated
Jams.
Day.
Legs, specifically a lady.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated, drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young, unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys must be zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Fake my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onion. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York, your host, Nancy LaMotta.